Welcome, beloved, to this program that is designed with you in mind to cause you to be established in the Word of God. I want to thank you to our service today and get ready to be blessed even as we were blessed. Your life will never be the same.
Now, today's episode.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's be seated. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for how far you brought us. We give you praise and we give you glory. We commit the preaching of your word into your hands. We ask that may you anoint this lips of clay and make me a blessing unto your people. In Jesus' name.
Oh, yes,
amen.
Amen.
This morning, I want to preach to you from a word I have entitled, Seeing Right. Seeing Right. Seeing Right. Now, to see right simply means to see with the eye of love. To see right simply means to see with the eye of compassion. To see right is to see with the eye of mercy. Let me think, can somebody volunteer come? When we look at Pastor Derek standing here, when we put him on a radar scale and we ask people to measure him, there are some who will be able to find fault with him. As he stand here, can somebody pinpoint one thing which is a mistake? Look at him carefully. There's something on him which is a mistake. What is that? No socks. Okay, he's not wearing socks. That's true. That's very true. What else can we see which is a fault on him? Help me. He's not wearing chain. Yo. What else? There are so many things. The beard. The beard. Why? What is wrong with the beard? It has not been trimmed. He has not trimmed his beard. What else? And some said, it is unconscious. The hairstyle. It's what?
It's not a pastor's
hairstyle. It doesn't look like a pastor's hairstyle. Pastor Derek, thank you. Take your seat. As we placed him here, we've been able to identify not less than 5 faults on him right now. So imagine if we should put him here for a whole day. You realize that the more he keeps standing here, the more people will find fault on him. Is that not it? And so when we say somebody is seeing right, it means the person is seeing with the eye of love. You see, all of you were able to see the beard, which was not trimmed. All of us were able to identify the socks which he's not putting on. But I could tell you for a fact that there was one person who didn't see any of the things we saw. But as we place Pastor Derek over here, we were able to identify so many faults on him, which are actually true. But you realize that there was only one person from among us who didn't see that fault. And that will be the person who truly loves Pastor Derek just the way he is. I'm not talking about human love, but I'm talking about the love of Jesus Christ. When you have the eye of Christ, you only see people with love. You only see people with the eye of compassion.
But when there is no love in your life, you only see people with their faults. And you only identify what is not working properly in their lives. That is why this morning I came to inform you that you need to change the way you see. And begin to see right. Tell your neighbor, begin to see right. There are 1,001 things we can easily identify on the people we encounter. And those things are actually not a good thing. When we take our president, Nanado, let us identify 10 of his weakness. What do you think the first weakness of our president's leadership will be? He doesn't listen to advice. He's a grain fool. Is that not it? He's a dead goat. So he doesn't heed to advice. Thank you. Number two. Corruption has taken over his government. What else? Number three. He likes what? He likes what? He likes sleeping at international meetings. Oh, really? So when he goes for international conferences, he goes to sleep. Hey, that's serious. Hey, Number four. He likes what? He doesn't listen to the citizens. Oh, really? Number five, he's killing you. Number six, a lot of tax and levies. Wow. Number seven, his ministers are what? They are very big question mark. Eh? Hey. Number eight, he's destroying our education system. Number nine, you know what?
The school feeding
yes. Program is also not working well. Yes. The next one, number 10. So he said he declared last 2 years as our year of roads. In other words, he's the president of roads. But we should look at the state of our roads.
Really?
Next one. We have a problem with our hospitals. What is wrong with our hospitals? So there are no proper facilities for our hospitals. It is very surprising. You rush somebody to the hospital right now and they tell you there is no bed. But if the doctor's cousin is dying, there is bed. If the hospital administrator's son is dying, there is bed. Wow. What else? Unemployment. Oh, are so many people in this country without employment?
Yes.
Is it that the people are lazy or there are no jobs?
There are no jobs.
But there was a project called planting of food or for food and what and crops or whatever. What happened to that? Do you have running system running water system in your house?
No.
Do you have running water? You are supposed to get free water. But what of NHIS?
It's not working anymore.
So you realize that when we pick people and we want to analyze them, we are easily to pinpoint their mistakes rather than the good things that are in them. If I should ask you to mention about 20, whether you mentioned 20 weaknesses of this current government, led by His Excellency. If I should ask you to list in just some few seconds 20 good things about his governance, will you get any? 20? See, when it comes to the good one, you have to think. We always think about the good things. But we easily flow with the evil things. What is the problem? Could it be that we are evil ourselves? Could it be that we also have a lot of faults on us? That is where we are easily to pinpoint people's faults. As you see people, this guy, from the way he dresses, he'll be a womanizer. You can meet a lady for the first time on the street. As she passes by, you say, oh, this girl, she's hot from the way she's dressed. But I want you to change the way you see things. Because a lot of the times, the people God has placed in and around our lives are the very same people God is going to use to bless us. But when you can't see anything good in them, you stand the chance of losing almost everything. Is somebody here with me? One time Jesus went to his people, and as he stood in front of them, they asked the question. No, maybe we should read it in Mark chapter 6 verse number 1.
Mark chapter 6 verse 1,
the Bible said he went out from thence and came into his own country. Jesus went out from there and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. So this is Jesus Christ going to his hometown among his own people. Next verse. And the Bible said, and when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence has this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands?
Hold it there.
Stand there. Let's look at the scripture. The Bible said when Jesus went into his hometown, he went to the temple on the Sabbath day. You know, Jesus is fond of going to church. But some of you are not fond of coming to church. Jesus was visiting his hometown. And the Bible said when he got there and Sunday came to him, or when it was actually the Sabbath day, which was the day they go to church, the Bible said Jesus went to church. I pray you would change the way you see church. Yesterday we were praying for all our church members, and one of the prayer points I asked them to pray was that God should give us a reason for coming to church, and that reason shouldn't be to meet our needs. Child of God, see right through your Christianity. If you want to see right, the first area you must see right is through your Christianity or your spirituality. The Christendom we have today is redefining church. We are portraying church to be something it is not. The first mention of the word church was in Matthew chapter 16 verse 18. And the first thing we see about the first mention of church was the building of church. The Bible said, and Jesus said, I will build my church. I will do what? Build my church. That is the first mention of the word church. So Jesus says, Matthew chapter 16 verse 18, Jesus said, I will build my church. The Bible said, and I say unto thee, thou art Peter, And upon this rock,
so,
I will do what? I will build my church.
And I'm missing my story there.
The first thing that is related to the mention of the church is what? The building of it. If you say you go to church, your actions and inactions must lead to the building of the church and not the destroying of the church. Jesus said, I'm going to build a church. So anytime you see a church, you are seeing a living organism, something which has the potential of growing, but it does not grow by itself. Somebody must make it grow. Somebody must build it. And so Jesus said, I am going to build the church. I'm going to build my church. Then he went on to say that the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. So anytime you see church, you are seeing something that is Jesus' own. So he said, I'm going to build my church. The church is not for you. And the church is not for me. The church is not for any of us. The church is not even for our Archbishop Charles Ajinasari. The church is for Jesus Christ. Now the question is, what is the church? Is it this physical building? What is the church? The Greek word translated church.
Greek word church.
The word which was translated into church is the word ecclesia. Ecclesia.
Ecclesia.
Ecclesia. Which means the called out ones. There are some people God has called out from the world. And those are the people he gathers and he builds them. And so the first purpose of the church is to build believers. To train believers and to raise them to become mature. That is the first mandate of the church. When we started till the word church for believers, the scripture will read, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my believers. So Jesus' motive is to build the people. That is why he said, wherever two or more are gathered in my name, I am there. Why is he there? Because when two or more gather, his church has been formed. This building can easily be broken down. The breaking down or the collapse of this building doesn't bring an end to our church. There have been so many churches which has been demolished, and yet the church remained. In the early days of our fathers, during the first century Christians, the Pauls, the Peters, and all those people, they were really persecuted. They were persecuted. But the Bible says, these people held on to the faith they had. They stood for the church and made the church grow. And so the main purpose of the church is not to get our needs met. Today, so many people go to church because of their problems. So if they don't have any problem, why should they go to church? Do you understand what I'm saying? Oh, the reason why most churches are flooded is because they all want their needs met. But that was not the motive for Christ building his church. So you must see right through your spirituality and your Christianity. If you say you are a Christian, you would go to church because of your relationship with God. If you have a friend, who is really your friend, do you struggle going to him? Do you struggle talking to him? No. Why then do you struggle talking to God? Through prayer. Then it's because he's not really your friend. Although he likes you to be a friend, you don't really see him to be a friend. The reason why prayer has become a very difficult thing for most of us to do is because our relationship with God is not based on friendship. We feel like we should do it because everybody is doing it. But that is not why God brought us out of the world. That was not why Jesus called you and I to join his church. Jesus is so much interested in a relationship more than in any other thing. So don't come to church simply because of your problems. And if you come to church with these things, there are three things that are likely to happen to you. Number one, your needs can be met. If I came, let's assume I came to church because I needed a marital breakthrough, and by God's grace, I get married, why should I continue being in church? There's no problem. I don't have any problem. Everything is okay. The main purpose for coming to church has been met. So I see no reason why I should come to church. Number two, there is a probability that when you bring those needs to church, it will not be met. And after some time, you still be having the same problem. And so what happens to coming to church? If I'm going to church and I'm not getting answers to my prayer, then I should stop going to church. And number three, there could also be a probability that if my motive of coming to church is simply to get my needs or my problems solved, there is a probability that the problem I brought may not be solved, but other problems may be solved. And so I can easily conclude that, oh, this church, I think they have anointing for healing, not anointing for breakthrough. So once I got my healing in the church and not my breakthrough, I should join another church for my breakthrough. If that is your motive for coming to church, then I think you are in the wrong church. If you are here because of the problems you have, then I think you should consider your Christianity. So many people in the early days stood and fought. Some of them were fried in oil just because of their faith. I pray these things will not come into our day and age. If we should come to Ghana now, we will all turn Muslims and traditional worshippers or believers. Like they enter church right now, they drag a cutlass. Hey, when I say yes, we are Christian, you know. That's what I'm about to do. This is not to me, general. I'm going to be my harder. But Mumbi's also for no platform. Hey, some of you would disown God right now. But if it was because of problems, that is why the early church fathers were going to church, they should have stopped going to church. In the book of Acts, Peter will go and preach Jesus and they will whip him. And the Bible said after the whipping, he will rejoice. He will rejoice and say that, at least we have also suffered for the Lord. We have shared in the suffering of the Lord. Can you suffer for the Lord? Are you working with me? So many people went through so many trials, went through pain, and still they stood. When you read, there is a book written by, I think the title is The Foxes
book of Martha. The Fox's book of Martha.
The Fox's book of Martha.
When you say somebody is a martyr, this is somebody who have died for the faith. When we say somebody is a martyr, that person is simply talking about somebody who have stood and fought and died for the faith. And the Bible says that in the early days, so many people were killed. There was an emperor called Emperor Nero. Emperor is like a king. Let me put it right so that you understand. A king. Nero was a king those days.
That Nero, you know your
he was the one who killed Paul. He grabbed him and cut off his head. Yes. He was the very same person who killed Peter. When they grabbed Peter and they wanted to kill him, Peter begged them.
Peter swear.
Said, please, don't nail me on the cross like the way my Savior died. I don't want to be the same with my Savior. I beg you, put my head rather down and let my legs go up and crucify me. And they grabbed him. They nailed him on the cross. When Peter died, they buried him upside down. The cross was, the head rather went down and his legs went up. Peter could have said, hey, Erade wa hina mi brei. Obadie wa hina mi brei se ye. Adinyi na sutu fwe. Eja hu mi mobo na masem ye mobo. Is that not it? We never heard any of these songs. Sometimes I wonder if that song is actually a gospel song. Erade wa hina mi brei. Oh, bre. No, no. The question is, are you suffering?
Oh, ain't you bre na?
Na dia ya bona send we mo ya dan ni ti ashe from so nka den. John the Revelator, or the disciple of Jesus Christ, John.
John and no ye Jesus sue ni.
They grabbed him. And they poured oil.
No ye she am.
And they boiled the oil.
Na ye no an wa yi mani hu.
Whilst the oil was frying,
Abra na an wa na che.
They threw him to the oil.
Tony to an wa ni.
Chon. Then he started frying. But he was standing in the oil unharmed. I'm sure Jesus turned the oil into swimming pool. And whilst the oil was being burnt and frying, John was standing in it like this. And they said, hey, this guy is not dying. Bring him out. They brought him out. And they took him to an island like a prison in the middle of the sea called Patmos. Maybe you've heard a church called Patmos, but it was an island.
So what? I saw you be a friend of Patmos.
That was where they carried John and they went to place him. Because he was not dying. Yes. Can you imagine a whole Paul? He was caught and his head was slashed like this. A whole Paul.
Paul and Kasan, yeah, Paul, yeah, you know, it's a
so let us see right, brother. Let us see right, though. What we are doing is not Christianity. This thing we are doing today, it is far away from Christianity. You go to church and you come home with gallons of oil. You go to church and you come home with bottles of water. You go to church and you come home with different colors of oil.
Yeah, they are.
And you ask yourself, what is this? What is this? Is this Christianity? Then I think we should call ourselves prosperity seekers.
I was saying, afraid. I want to say,
Philippians chapter 1, verse 29.
Philippians 1:29.
Let's go. What is there? Philippians 1:29. Let's hurry up. The Bible said, "For unto you,"
as I'm saying now,
it is given in the behalf of Christ.
Yeah, the amamu Christo.
Not only to what? To believe. Oh.
And yeah, ne sa obeji adin kwa o.
For unto who? To me. To you.
Now what?
For unto you.
It is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to what? Suffer for his sake. When you become a Christian, you must suffer. If you are a Christian who is not suffering, you should check your Christianity. I'm telling you, check your Christianity. Suffering is part of our walk. There are times there wouldn't be any food on your table and you still believe God. There are times you don't have any clothes to put on, but you still trust God. Christianity is not about wearing nice dresses and driving Porsche cars. We were not only called to believe. Yes, I know you believe Jesus. But the Bible said it's not enough. I know you are a believer. But it is not enough. It is not enough being in church. It is not enough sitting on that chair. You must come forward for people to insult you. Only God knows the number of insults we've received as a result of carrying the cross. Some of you, number 2. So you will not carry anybody and nobody will carry you. But the Bible says it is not enough just to believe on him, but also to suffer.
So
if the suffering is your own suffering, you are not suffering for Jesus. Some of you, the suffering you are suffering, as you are in church today, you are sleeping as I'm talking to you. It's because you've gone to work. So it's your own suffering. But the Bible said we have been called to suffer. Florence, suffer. Yesterday, Florence was here. Yesterday, our sister Deborah was here.
He
swept the place.
Pastor
Derek was here. I think Isaac and Ima and then Richie were also here. We're cleaning the place, removing cobwebs, doing this, doing that, cleaning fans. Did you clean the fans yesterday? Okay. Clean fans, did this, did that. So many things. Yesterday, we went to the storeroom. We brought out all the trash. Hey, why this suffering? Yesterday, as Deborah was sweeping. Now, at the point she stopped, she started doing, Then I realized that, yes, she's suffering for God. She's suffering. That's what we are called to do. Hey, auntie, you are too grown.
Auntie, when you do,
sister, you are more than a believer.
When you see what you
do. Hey! Some of us no more suffering. And we are looking at those people who call themselves Christians. And we are learning from them because by this time, as they are in church, they pack us.
But
majority of the cars parked over there.
And so I shine baby and I see
one of the cars GE 74 18 kill or maybe 2023. It was bought by a man, a married man who is dating a young girl. So there is a young girl in that church who have driven the car to church, but she's actually dating somebody's husband. There is another car parked over there. It belongs to a politician. And the money that was given to him to serve the people with, he has gone to buy a car with it. There is also another car, a contractor. He has due people and he's gone to buy the car. And so as we pass by, we see the car. Say, hey, I'm sorry, I'm here. And I'm sure God will say to you, a lot of you, you are helping yourself. What are we doing as Christians? We've lost the sight. We've lost it. We've lost the essence of Christianity. Gone are the days where people will gather and clap. and worship God. When I was in Pentecost, I didn't know about musical instruments. One day King will stand like this. My cradle. Yanko. And his hand clap, eh? It's more than a drum. And some will do praises, oh, and people would dance.
Praises in conformity, sir.
When I was growing up, when I go to church every Sunday, we dance.
Me ni me kwa sorry, I didn't know.
I didn't even know why we were dancing. But
me
we danced.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Are you with me? Oh, are you with me?
Okay,
me
home.
We were dancing.
Yes, sir.
We didn't know why.
No, you didn't dance.
But we were dancing.
So, yes, sir.
Some of us, what we hate is praises.
You won't be the empire any praises.
Oh yeah, do wo me somo me ye juma swaba seudi. But let this very same person be in trotro.
Ma nipa kroya want na trotro.
And let them start playing. What could do me no fine? Tell me what to if I'm fine. Now why am I? Why am I there? Oh, mama, you're sad, but I love you. You better know, see window and door. And we don't feel shy.
Yeah, I'm very poor.
We don't feel shy. But bring it to church.
So, Papa, I'm sorry.
Sometimes we'll be more passionate. I said, they're young couple, I'm a bonny bee. Now, why am I dying? Serious, you're dying. Yes, you know what I say. Oh my dim. So Bob Nelson ask you. Oh. Charlie, begin to see right.
Shall I see who are dear ye?
Don't come to church because of your personal needs.
Sorry, son. Wow, Bibi Aoshe.
As I'm here, I have a lot of problems. As she's also there, she has a lot of problems. As you are also there, you too, you have a lot of problems. But when we come to church, I am not coming here because of my knees. I'm not here because of my knees. If God has mercy on me and He decides to solve my problems, glory to God. But that's not why I'm here. Imagine if this lady is my wife. And the only time we will talk is when there is money. Some of you are like that. The only time there will be happiness in the house is when there is money. The day the man says no money, then you too, you change your gear. Some of you, the way you come to church and you laugh, how your husband wish you will see at least 5 seconds of that laughter.
Some
of you are talking to your husband, it's like somebody is beating you. What is this? Christians, let's begin to see right. Let's change our perspective. Don't make money your God and your everything. Money is good. And we need money. But money is not everything. Money is not everything. Are you following me? If you are coming to church, come to church because you have a relationship with God.
Hey.
Tomorrow is Sunday. I must go and see my maker. I must visit my friend. That's why I'm going to church. Some of us, we don't visit our friends because all our problems are solved. So I'm saying that, number one, let us see right. When it comes to your spirituality, see right. Stop seeing like the way everybody else is seeing. Stop. When it comes to blessings, God will bless us.
Oh.
You see, those of you who are here on Friday,
yeah,
we read a scripture. The Bible says, the God of heaven, He will prosper us. So that's not the scripture. Check it. He said, the God of heaven. Nehemiah, not Jeremiah. Nehemiah. the God of heaven, he will prosper us. He will do what? He will prosper us. When you become a Christian, you are, you know, you don't qualify for a blessing. No. You are positioned for a blessing. God puts you in a place where whether you like it or not, you'll be blessed. The God of heaven, Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 20, he will prosper us. He will what? I can't hear you. He will what?
Prosper us.
The Bible said the God of heaven, he will what? He will what?
Prosper
us. God will prosper you. I said God will prosper you. I'm telling you, God will prosper you. Your life will not remain like this. I'm telling you, if like market somewhere, give yourself 10 years. Then crowd also. But you no, you give yourself 10 years. After 10 years, you'll be blessed, fucking. 10 years.
Basa.
Just add 10 years to your age. If you are 25, add 10. By age 35, the whole of Afiama will come for Busiabo at your place.
You know, Busiabo.
I'm telling you. By the time some of you turn 2 years, by the time you turn 2 years, with your serious walk with God, you will see that truly things has changed. Some of you, what you are doing is not Christianity. No. You come to church when you are happy. The day you are not happy, no church.
Sorry.
Some of you are as if God has a problem with you. But you don't know that God loves you so much. And all the problems you are going through, he's ready to solve them. The problem is that you are not ready to wait for him. A lot of us don't know how to wait. We don't know how to wait. The Bible said God does all things beautiful in his time. God's own time, he does things beautiful. Don't work according to your time. Don't follow your time. If you follow your time, everything will tell you that Charlie, who you are catching. But when you follow God's time, God's time says, in my own time, I will bless you. If there are people that are married and gone, let them marry and go. Marriage is not a race. There are some people who went and they are coming back. I'm telling you. It's true. You go and check.
Well, I don't know.
There are some people that are going to the court. Maybe to me or me to me. There are others saying, Tom and Jerry are worried here. Me to me. Nobody likes it. Relax. And allow God to give you your husband. Don't go and choose any Papa Shiakwa man. He will come back at 11 p.m. And he will leave at 2. Now, go see me, my boss. 2 a.m. What can he say?
Relax
for God to give you a God-fearing man. Don't let anybody deceive you into thinking that this time all the men are not correct. No, it is the one you chose who is not correct. There are original men on this earth.
Papa,
anything which we have or counterfeit, we have original. I'm telling you, there are good guys out there. A lot of the times, the good guys are guys who are waiting on God. They are waiting on God, so they don't have money now. A lot of the times, all the good ladies are the ladies that are waiting on God.
And
so they don't have money to buy nice dresses. But a lot of the shepherd you see out there. No, let me tell you, the truth is that most of the ladies you meet on the street, most of them, not all of them. Most of them, what they are wearing was something they took from a man. As you see them, a man has paid. From the eyelash to the nose lash, the hair, the mouth lash, the shoes, the clothes. Listen, any lady you see out there who strikes you, know that somebody is paying. Because now, you can't strike somebody without, you know. There are some ladies when you meet them, chale. What be dress? What be shoe? What be hair? They are buying like a Brazilian hair.
Yes.
How much
hair,
is now?
Human hair.
7,000.
Yes.
Brazilian hair. Frontal. Box short.
Bob
short.
Yes, Bob.
Bob Marley. Like Bob.
Like Bob.
Short.
Yeah.
Are you Bob it?
Yes.
Bob
it.
Short.
Yeah.
And then we have Bob long.
Yeah.
Ethel. But listen, Ethel. But those that God hasn't given you, don't rush yourself for it, okay? What God has not placed in your hands, don't go for them. When you struggle and you rush to get things God hasn't given you, fail. You will fall. And when you fall, your fall will be very great. Newspapers will take up your fall. Yesterday I was reading an article by a lady called Abigail Botry. Who was dating Emeka?
Now only Emeka.
Who was a baba?
Now Emeka you eat.
Yes, you've heard it. And he was dating this young lady.
No, only Abaya in a chimp now.
Then at a point, Emeka started suspecting that Abigail Botry is passing his back.
Emeka who said Abigail Botry orphanage.
So Abigail, I don't know, but it looks like Abigail went to Emeka's barbering shop.
Abigail, you call Emeka the barbering
shop. And they had a misunderstanding. And Emeka took the machine.
Emeka for a machine.
And tied the rope around Abigail Botry's neck. And dragged it. And killed her. And stabbed her in addition to make sure she's dead. And Abigail Botry is 19 years.
Abigail Botry is 19 years.
19 years.
19 years.
You know a boy. 19 years.
19 years.
And when they asked their friends of Emeka, I said, Emeka has spent on the girl.
Yes.
So all those that certain men are paying. Don't make the mistake of saying that it's over, let's break up. There is no break up. Share. You are finished chopping, let's break up. Yes. Yes. Some of you think you are fast. Nowadays, you take a guy, you use the guy, you dump him. I'm talking to you. Look at me. Don't remove your eyes. Especially the young ones. Choose people's husbands. The girls of today, they don't feel shy dating somebody's husband.
And
they don't feel afraid. You are not seeing right.
There is a test.
On your eyes.
A test when it's
when you wait, will you die? Take your time. Tell your neighbor, take your time. We will wait on God. Let me tell you, I've seen so many nice things about the church I'm going to pastor.
Yes.
I'm telling you, hey, if you don't know me, when we close, go and look out for my name. And take a picture. Because I'm telling you, in this nation, When you are mentioning three men of God, three men of God. If you don't call me for the first time, then maybe there is a mistake with your phone. Check it. I'm telling you. I know where I am going. So I am not perturbed by what I see. I'm not perturbed. I said I'm not perturbed. I'm not moved by what I see. Hallelujah. I'm only moved by the word of God. Hallelujah. Don't be moved by what you see.
Okay,
your shoe is one like my own. There is no shame wearing that one shoe. Wear it.
Okay.
God will not disgrace us. I'm telling you, God will not disgrace us. I will wear this one shoe until God gives me another one. And if you are going to do that, then let's stop criticizing ourselves. Let's stop criticizing. Hey, no,
no,
no, papa, shirt, no, that's a one too.
That's a
one. Ah, no, boy, they be also t-shirt.
Adonia Tariana.
When you do that,
say, well, yes, sir.
When you do that,
well, yes, sir.
You push people out of their waiting zone. Then you make them force to look for a breakthrough. Tell your neighbor, don't force Pastor Amos to go and look for a quick breakthrough.
Pastor Amos, my name compared.
Tell your neighbor, don't force him. Don't force him. Tell him he's a genuine man of God. Oh,
he said,
don't make him a false prophet.
No, don't
push me.
And send me
right now. I can go to Nana Dredre, and they can give me a kukota kra.
Mama, me a kukota kra ibi.
And kutre boyre.
And
a chichiri echi. And I can mix certain things and come and bury it here. Then by the next Sunday, overflow.
Yeah.
But I've learned to wait. Pastor Derek, come.
So for Derek, bra.
Obari, come.
Obari, bra.
Maxwell, come.
Maxwell, bra.
You come.
Onso, bra.
You come.
Onso, bra.
Prissy, come.
Prissy, bra.
And come. Prissy, stand there.
Prissy, jinawa.
Prissy, stand there. Prissy, what do you do at the hospital? You're an accountant.
Yes.
At the hospital. So we come and pay money to you. Is that
yeah, but she's coming.
She's going to see the doctor.
Oh, doctor.
He's going to see the doctor.
Doctor.
She's going to see the doctor.
Doctor.
Pastor Derek is also going to see the doctor.
Doctor.
Opari is also going to see the doctor.
Doctor.
We are all going to see the doctor.
Before
we see the doctor,
yeah.
We must pay at the cashier's end.
I was saying,
Florence, go to the cashier. And you two go forward. Go forward. Hold it. Now look at it. If you,
so,
who is second but one, is complaining, then what should me, who is the last person, do? This is the problem.
Or how new?
Even Maxwell.
Paul.
After the one day you are going.
If you are
you are complaining, saying that you are checked that and you have been done. Now, Miss Wamijine, you also mean
Cassie.
Look at it. And we are all here. Florence, who are you on the dada? She's not moving. Yeah, Yakran is a scan of Granny Cassie. I see a compensator. So she keeps us waiting. Is that not it?
My attention, sir.
But this is the problem.
So, how only?
When this gentleman say, Master, me doing train be Master.
I'm going to your castle, own to me train be Master.
Now, Scabaqua, would you win you die? Go to Yama Francis. Then he said, Papa, I was here, more say, tell him there, this guy may be present with a doctor. What this can come, Uriah, you see, Begina, own our doctor. So I don't know, or Trim, no, I'm a Giscano. By the time you realize he's gone with the money. So it is time for you to go and see Dr. Gift. So go to Dr. Gift. And when you go and Dr. Gift will ask you, where's your receipt? Show him the one the guy gave you. So, but this is not the hospital receipt. My friend, go to the cashier. Go and pay. Go and pay. Come. Go and pay. Now look at the problem. Oh.
He's coming to join the queue.
Oba, you remember now, Besha? And sit down. Go back.
Eti won oko pray ne ho se nka o pentem atwa shortcut no.
Shortcut.
E se o be die chire. And those of us here, we are complaining ba kakra kakra line e ko. Eh, Florence, go and sit down. Go. Kakra kakra line e ye dey. E ko, look at us. Abigail, come back. Come. No, stand there. Look at this. And some of us spiritually, this is what is going on. As God solve this person's problem, the next person comes. There, and they say, "Whoa, I can't crave any drugs." So, and it's what? And so, the past them was away. It is so heavy. They are trying to tell you. Masa, my bread. Mamin ko ehi. I can see him. Then he goes. Fall into the hands of a false prophet. Then the man gives him certain things. Some people say, "Okuru bedo onyesa." Sorry, I'm matching too. Oh, sorry, for okuru shirt. Fenu swom, inswom make sure say enyesa was here today. Uri anafa yesu moje gum. Na fenu num kakra. Corner down pants of a shinning him 5 times. Pine, and that's the solution. No, they will call you the born back. People say, I don't know. Thank you. Sit down. Look at it.
Show.
In looking for a solution.
How I know you.
A lot of us destroy what we are rather trying to solve. That's why I'm saying, take your time.
It's not a chain.
And then a line. It's a line. Small. Your time will come. But look at the problem.
So how need?
If you are at the back of the queue.
Oh, it's something.
And it's not yet your time. No doctor will attend to you.
Doctor,
nobody will mind you. At that very moment, if you are not careful, you think that na make cry, maybe be here then was as is.
Some men, no baby, some so be here then cry.
Then was an am for. In a boy, we are not ye oku remo na ya ko kwasi si ahwese na na straighty. Na me that's you know that when they are do me so. Oh, massa matwen ache. That's the problem with Christians. We can't wait.
You mean train?
We are tired of waiting.
Yeah, press say your train.
Oh, Master, I say by this time they say break it through today. But I came to let you know.
Now, so me by saying, "Bemo wahu."
Take your time.
Say nyambo tre.
Take your time.
Nyambo tre.
It will work.
Ebe ye.
It will work.
Ebe ye.
I said it will what?
It's a bad day.
It will work.
Be.
We hope you've been blessed by this message. For further information on Reverend Amos Darko's tapes and books, please send us a mail at rev.amosdarko@gmail.com or call +233 503 861 399. Thank you for your time and God bless you.